It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. With South Carolina's Republican presidential primary a week from tomorrow, TV viewers in that state are getting an eyeful of political ads. Seems almost everyone who's running has bought time, and so have the so-called super PACs, which are forbidden from coordinating with the campaigns, but each campaign seems to have one on their side. NPR's Brian Naylor, who's in Columbia, South Carolina, has his TV on.
The airwaves in South Carolina are a lot like any place else. You've got car dealers dressed in silly clothes talking about their deals and, of course, commercials for carpet and furniture showrooms. But South Carolina TV viewers are also seeing a lot of spots like these.
Who has the best chance to beat Obama? Rick Santorum. A full-spectrum conservative, Rick Santorum is...
Kent Goldstein tracks campaign media spending for Kantar Media Campaign Media Analysis Group. He says there's a noticeable difference in the ad war in South Carolina compared to the earlier nominating states.
What's going on in South Carolina is everyone's having their say. So Iowa was heavy, but Rick Santorum or the Rick Santorum Super PAC was not up on the air very much in Iowa. The Newt Gingrich Super PAC was not up on the air in Iowa. In South Carolina, everybody's up.
One of the reasons for the heavy ad buys in South Carolina, TV time in the nation's 24th most populous state, is a relative bargain. Charles Bierbauer is dean of the University of South Carolina's College of Mass Communications. A former CNN correspondent, Bierbauer says you can get a lot of bang for your advertising buck here.
$3 million, or any number of dollars, goes a long way in South Carolina. The television markets are modest in size. So you can do pretty well here. You can blanket the state by hitting Charleston, Columbia, and the upstate market, maybe a little bit down in Myrtle Beach, and you're done with it.
That compares to the next state in the primary season, Florida, with major markets like Miami and Orlando, where ad buys will be far more expensive. Perhaps the biggest reason for all the ads and spending in South Carolina, says Kantar Media's Goldstein, this may be the last best chance for the other candidates to stop the frontrunner, Mitt Romney.
Everybody realizes that if Mitt Romney wins South Carolina, this race is going to be over. And so it makes no sense to save any money for anything down the line, because there's not going to be anything down the line if Mitt Romney wins South Carolina.
One ad that's starting to show up on the air that's gotten a lot of buzz attacks Romney for his involvement with the venture capital firm Bain Capital, a super PAC called Winning Our Future that backs former House Speaker Newt Gingrich is running the ad.
A group of corporate raiders led by Mitt Romney. The company was Bain Capital, more ruthless than Wall Street.
Pulled the rug out from under our plant.
Everybody was fired.
Not to be outdone, a super PAC backing Romney called Restore Our Future is running this spot, an ad attacking Gingrich's attack ad.
Newt Gingrich's attacks are called foolish, out of bounds, and disgusting. Newt attacks because he has more baggage than the airlines.
Romney himself is also on the air, already looking forward to the general election and President Obama. His ad attacks the president over a big local issue, the National Labor Relations Board's complaint, since dropped, to stop Boeing from locating an aircraft assembly plant in this right-to-work state.
The National Labor Relations Board, now stacked with union stooges selected by the president, says to a free enterprise like Boeing, you can't build a factory in South Carolina.
Goldstein of Kantar Media says there have already been more than 5,000 TV spots aired in South Carolina, a rate he says is more akin to the final week of a general election than a small state primary season. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.